Welcome to the Fretboard Journal podcast. I am your host, Jason Verlinde. Today on the show, we are talking about a truly unique guitar creation, the Sunflower Guitar, recently completed by acclaimed luthier Linda Manzer. Linda was so moved and saddened by what is going on with the war in Ukraine that she did the only thing she knew how to do. She decided to make a guitar. Originally, she was going to auction this instrument off for relief aid, but as you'll hear, she changed her mind, made a pivot or two on the fly, and now this instrument isn't in the hands of a private collector who paid big bucks for it. It's bouncing from musician to musician, some incredibly talented musicians, I may add, like Bruce Cockburn, Arlo Guthrie, Bill Frisell, and Graham Nash. The Sunflower Guitar is working its way around North America, and it's eventually going to be delivered to Ukraine, where local guitarists will be able to share it and make music with it. All the while, if you out there like this project and what it's about, or you just like the videos that you're seeing come out of it and want to support the people of Ukraine, Linda has set up a donation box on sunflowerguitar.com where you can chip in. This is a truly great guitar project. On today's podcast, Linda and her friend Stephen Bennett, the current caretaker for this creation, are talking to us about how this guitar came to be, the guitar's headstock, which is insanely cool, that case, which I am in love with, and a lot more. I've interviewed Linda on this podcast before. I've also interviewed her for our Sweep the Floor sister podcast, where we talked about her time with Jimmy Diaquisto and more. I'll include a link to that in the show notes. Check that out if you haven't yet. And in breaking news, as of this week, you can now meet Linda and see this guitar in person at the Fretboard Summit we are throwing in Chicago. The dates for that are August 25th to 27th at the Old Town School of Folk Music. We are now selling single day all access tickets. It's $100. It gets you into everything for the day. The 50 exhibitor, luthery showcase, all the music workshops you can handle, the live podcast tapings, the evening concerts with either the Milk Carton Kids or Molly Tuttle, and a lot more. This is a guitar gathering like no other. I'm truly proud of what we've pulled off, and I can't wait to see some of you there. Our podcast today is brought to you by our friends at Retrofret Vintage Guitars. I'm recording this ahead of time, and the 1936 D'Angelico Style A that I bookmarked this morning and was going to tell you all about is already on hold. But if you go to their new arrivals page and start following them on Instagram, you will start seeing all sorts of amazing, great guitars. We're also brought to you by our friends at Peghead Nation. They just got an award from the International Bluegrass Music Association for their online platform. If you are into roots music and want to play better, please seek them out. You can get your first month free or $20 off any annual subscription with the promo code FRETBOARD at checkout. We're also brought to you by Calton Cases down in Texas. If you have a guitar you cherish, you need to protect it. Calton makes some of the greatest and most rugged flight cases in the world. You can get a 10% discount off of Isotope software just by using the discount code FRET10 on their website. And those are my updates. We've got Sean Watkins from Nickel Creek and the Watkins Family Hour on next week's show. Stay tuned for that. And as always, thank you for tuning in. Here is my chat with the one and only Linda Manzer. Linda Manzer, thanks for being back on the Fretboard Journal podcast. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's nice to be back. Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
You've undertaken this insanely cool project that I want to hear all about, and you're bringing it to the Fretboard Summit, which is happening in just a couple of weeks, which I'm super grateful for. The Sunflower Guitar for Ukraine. Why don't you just explain in your own words what this guitar, how this guitar came to be and what the idea was behind it?
Okay. When the invasion of Ukraine started, I, like everybody else, was as horrified as everybody else. And I have a few people, I guess, know this, but Canada is actually got the third largest population of Ukrainian people in it in the world. So there's Ukraine, Poland, then Canada. So there's a lot of people I know have really strong connections to the country. And I was watching one of my friends in particular I was talking to, and I just saw how distraught he was. I'd never seen him like that before. And we talked about it, and he was showing me texts he was getting from his family and how they were hiding in the woods and they were being bombed and their houses destroyed. And it was just sort of so surreal. And we're sitting in complete comfort back here in Canada. So I started not being able to sleep or work because I decided to do something. The only thing I could do was, other than, you know, send money to whatever charities I thought might help, was I thought I could make a guitar and use the money from it to fundraise. So I just dropped everything I was doing, and I started doing nothing but working on this one guitar, as if somehow that would help stop the war. I don't know. It was just almost like therapy for me, with the thought, though, that all the money, every penny, would go towards humanitarian aid. And it took me actually exactly 29 days from start to finish to make the guitar. And in the course of it, I had originally envisioned that I would raffle it or auction it. And I found out both those things are quite complicated to do from a legal standpoint and all sorts of rules. And then a customer of mine said, I will give you, he gave me a huge amount of money. Not me. He said, I will donate this amount of $100,000 to a charity. We decided on the charity and we talked about it. And in essence, he bought the guitar. He owns the guitar. But he said, the truth is, I don't really want to keep the guitar. What I'd like to do is maybe fondle it for a couple of weeks and then hand it to somebody in the Ukraine, because that's really where it belongs. So that was the birth of the idea of presenting the guitar to the Ukraine. And he said, take the guitar back and continue fundraising with it. And that was the birth of the idea of handing it from different musicians' hands, one by one. So basically from our hands to their hands. So the idea is the guitar will, we're still kind of making this up as we go along, but the idea is that as many musicians and people's hands will touch the guitar as a show of support and solidarity, and to raise awareness and hopefully raise a lot of money for, there's a particular charity that we've chosen that I really like called the 1K Project. And they actually give money directly to families in need that are basically completely desperate, have lost everything. And they just give them $1,000 cash. And it's a total volunteer organization. And they've been, they've raised, I think, $7 million. And they're still just sort of, you know, it's just the tip of the iceberg of the need. So that's what we're doing at this point.
Wow, what a profound project. And I mean, what was going after the initial, I've got to keep myself busy, I'm going to build a guitar. What was going through your head during those 29 days? Like, did you know what it was going to be like? Did you have parts and woods picked out for it already that you thought, like, this is going to be extra special?
No, it was kind of whatever I had around that was, I had a guitar top that I had already started and some sides I had already bent, stuff that was in the shop already. And I just paired everything together that felt right. I had no idea it was going to turn into this project. I thought I would finish the guitar. Somebody would, you know, donate a large amount of money to a charity and then it would be out of my hands. I had no idea this project was going to start. And it's actually, I'm actually, you know, kind of in awe of how it's unfolding, because clearly the musicians who I personally interacted with have wanted to have something to do with the guitar. Has now just become sort of a symbol. As Joe Glazer said, it's like a peace pipe, you know, going from hand to hand. And it's not really, nobody says who made the peace pipe. It's more about the peace pipe. So it's kind of, you know, less my guitar and more a symbol at this point of people's support and solidarity for the people of Ukraine who are, you know, suffering as we speak horribly. It's gone out of the headlines slightly. And I'm hoping this will just remind people, and hopefully people will donate. Because that's really the purpose of it.
Yeah. When did the sunflower motif come to be? What was the thought there?
The sunflower is, I believe, the flower of Ukraine.
Okay.
But there was that famous, at least a phrase I heard, is that Ukraine women were, one woman said something about putting I'm going to give you the soldiers, the Russian soldiers, I'm going to give you sunflower seeds to put in your pockets. So when you, your body is lying on the ground, that these flowers will grow out of, out of you. Yeah. Out of what's left of you. I'm paraphrasing it horribly, but, yeah. So it's, I mean, it's just that, so that just felt like it was the right thing. The sunflower, and then the sky is blue, and then the sunflowers are kind of yellow. So it's representing the flag, the colors of the flag. So the theme of the guitar is blue and yellow. There's details of it throughout that I've highlighted with blue, and the top is a bit yellow. I put a slight yellow stain on it. And the binding's got a hint of blue on the maple binding. The side dots are alternately blue and yellow. And then the peg head has got the, it's 23 pieces of pearl that I have been saving to use my whole life that I got from Chuck Erickson, pearl I got from him years ago, and I've been saving it. So it felt like the right time to use up this special materials. I sketched on top of that. I've been doing this sketch art on my guitars where I drew in the sky and the sunflowers.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely beautiful. I'm guessing this is like probably not how you normally, do you normally build guitars like this? Like just one at a time and know exactly how long it takes from start to finish, or do they kind of overlap usually?
I usually have about six guitars on the go, and I just sort of go to whichever one is calling me, so to speak. This one, it was the only guitar I could work on. And I actually informed all my clients whose guitars are in progress that your guitar is going to be a bit later. I'm sorry. And every one of them, I got the most beautiful letters back from them. And every one of them told me something they had done in support of Ukraine. Like one was a veterinarian who they'd sent money to a veterinarian place in Ukraine. And I mean, it's just this, everybody's was trying to do something.
Yeah.
So I just felt like, it felt like the right thing to do. And I got support from my clients. And now I've been asking, people to help with showing the guitar around. Because, I started it in Canada, but it's now being passed, hand to hand. And it's quite heartwarming to see the, I'm seeing some of the videos for the first time myself, the same time everybody else is.
So there's a Facebook page, and then there's also, if anybody needs to just learn about this guitar, donate, find the Facebook page. It's just sunflowerguitar.com, which is its own website, kind of different from Manzer Guitars. Mm-hmm. You said you're kind of making this up as you go along, but what is the plan here of like, do you have an ETA of when you want it to go to Ukraine?
Yeah, we're aiming for around just before Christmas, maybe end of November, early December. That's what we're aiming for. We actually don't have a destination specifically. We're looking into who will get it, where and when. I mean, it's obviously dependent on what's happening over there, because there's a war going on and buildings are being destroyed. And so it may not be safe for it to be there. I've already been contacted actually by a journalist who was in Ukraine on the front lines, because he'd heard the story and he called me to ask me about it. He thought I was in Ukraine delivering the guitar, and he was going to help me. He misunderstood that it's still on its way there. But so the word is traveling, which is part of it is that we wanted the people in Ukraine to know that people outside of Ukraine care. And that we're feeling for what they're going through, and hopefully people will donate generously and help them in ways that are needed.
Well, and from a guitarist perspective, follow this website and the Facebook page, because you just had Bill Frisell play it. You've had Steve Cardenas play it. Like there's been this growing, Bruce Coburn was one of probably the first people to see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many musicians have seen this now? Or how many videos have been posted? Do you even know?
We've actually got so many that we haven't even posted them all yet. Gordon Lightfoot in Canada. That was one of the Murray McLaughlin, who's a Canadian icon as well. Mackie and the Rodeo Kings, with Tom Wilson, Colin Linden, and Stephen Fearing, all had their hands on it. It's just, you know, my mechanic's son. You know, I mean,
you don't have to be famous.
No, yeah. No. The mayor of Almont is a friend of mine, and I've got a picture of her with it, which we haven't posted everything. I'm actually speaking from Almont, which for your listeners, they should know Almont, Ontario, of course, because it's the home of the birthplace of the inventor of basketball, James Naismith. Okay. Fun fact.
And that's where you have. Remind me, do you still have two workshops and kind of go between, or is that your main workshop?
The main workshop is, I do have two workshops. But the Almont one is where I do most of my work now.
Okay.
Because it's so beautiful here.
And before I forget, and before we bring the guy who's currently holding this guitar on,
our Wrangler,
Stephen, this guitar has the coolest case I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I can't believe I didn't mention that yet. Yeah. I get Jeff Hoffe to make my cases, and I reached out to him and I said, would you consider, and I had barely finished, you know, writing the email, and he responded. He was so quick to say, yes, I will do this. And he ordered the colors of the case. And 2 weeks later, the case was at my door. He gifted it to the project, very generously and quickly. And so we have actually had people have started signing the case. I'm not sure if their signatures are going to last, but we've got Arlo Guthrie signed the case, Graham Nash, Bill Frizzell, and there's a lot of other people that we're potentially going to be showing the guitar to that it's quite exciting. But the solidarity and the heart, it's so heartwarming to the way people are just stepping up.
Yeah. Go to the Facebook page, see this case, everybody. It's blue on one side, yellow on the other. I mean, this thing looks, I love it. Jeff should just sell this case and give a portion if he wants to the cause.
Yeah.
I'm sure a bunch of folks would buy it. It looks really cool.
Yeah, it's apparently it's a showstopper. Yeah, and other people that have been involved is I work with Tony Duggan-Smith, who actually frets my guitars for me because he's just so good at it. He fretted the guitar. I didn't even ask him; he just sort of insisted. The photography is done by David Wren, another fantastic builder who is an amazing photographer, and he jumped in. D'Addario is providing us with strings, and we are looking for, hoping to get some kind of airline to help with transportation. That would be great if there's anybody out there who owns an airplane company that can help us.
Because
we're trying to be, we're trying to get the guitar from A to B without putting it in the hold of an airplane. So we're kind of looking for a seat for one person and a seat for the guitar, just so we're guaranteed it's safe. So,
and as of right now, late July 2022, is the plan for the guitar to bounce around North America, come to my festival, come to a couple other things, and then go straight to Ukraine? Or is it going to go to Europe first and visit some more musicians?
It's going to Nashville this weekend.
Okay.
From there, we're kind of trying to set up contacts in various places. I mean, I didn't know Chicago was going to happen.
Yeah.
LA is sort of on the radar. And then back to Canada at some point. And then, yes, Europe. We're going to see what happens. We're not exactly sure. There's been interest in taking it to Brazil, but that, you know, that's a long way away. But the idea is for it to go through as many hands as possible.
Yeah. Is Stephen joining us or no? Unclear.
He's as on the computer as I am. Has been also a real challenge for me because I'm not much of a computer person.
Yeah.
And we're doing almost everything on computers and iPhones. And so the technical issues have been, there's a learning curve for us with doing the videos, and
yeah,
we're all learning as we go. So it's kind of guerrilla, you know, cinematography, and but it, you know, you, I hope, we're hoping that the vibe, you know, works. So
yeah, it's got to be both a little exciting and maybe nerve-wracking to know that your creation is somewhere out there, but maybe not know exactly where it is on any given day.
I kind of know exactly where it is.
Okay.
The idea is whatever wrangler we've got, who's going to be having the guitar, is kind of reporting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Where it is. Sometimes I've seen all sorts of pictures of people with it that I had no idea it was going to be in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Arlo Guthrie was a complete surprise to me. So,
yeah, I mean, a lot of these players have never even seen a Manzer guitar. So this is sort of their introduction to what you're doing too, right?
Yeah. I guess it is. I mean, I had no idea that this many people were going to be playing it. I kind of thought I was making it for one person when I started, and when I finished this kind of project was because I didn't know what to do with it once I finished it in a way that could raise as much money as possible. So yeah, it's true. People are getting a chance to see this particular example of my work, which is a 29-day guitar.
So you packed a lot into those 29 days.
Yeah, I was working endless hours.
Of those 29 days, just because I'm guessing you probably don't ever know, how many days did that headstock take?
That was actually that was about a week of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a lot. It's when you make an inlay, the sunflower's got 23 little pieces. It's like making a jigsaw puzzle that you have to fit everything together yourself. So it's a lot of cutting, and then you inlay it, and then drawing it. And the beauty of drawing on a peghead is if you screw up, you can just sand it off and start over again. So
good tip.
Yeah. So the flower started first, and then I just drew everything in.
So Stephen Bennett, not the guitar Stephen Bennett that a lot of folks will think of, the other Stephen Bennett, but I hear you're a man of many talents. Thanks for joining us. Tell me about how you came into this project and sort of what you've been up to.
Well, it seemed to be convenient that I was in New York, and so many musicians are based in New York, and musicians who Linda knows and has been acquainted with for a long time. So the whole process of calling people, friends of friends, and putting connections together was made that much easier by having somebody down here in New York, in situ, who could get to these places, get across to Brooklyn, or get into the city very quickly, and actually put the guitar into people's hands. And that's just through contacts, really, that's made it really convenient for us to start to spread the word about the guitar. And not only that, in carrying the guitar around New York, I've just been able to get photographs and recordings of not just musicians, but people who are interested. Jeff Hoffey made this amazing case, you can see from about 3 miles away. And people say, what's in the case? What's all that about? And also Ukrainian people have asked about the case as well. So that's been great. But in terms of just spreading the awareness of the thing.
I love it. Your calendar must just be filling up. I mean, I'm guessing you're bouncing all over the boroughs.
My dance card is full. But from today, of course, the guitar is moving on. I'm taking it to be shipped, and it will soon be in Nashville. So its first New York stint ends today, but it will no doubt start an interesting new life in Nashville from this weekend when it goes to people down there who've shown an interest and are willing to get on board with the whole project. So no doubt it'll be back in New York, and we'll be able to get it to people here who missed out this time, and there are quite a few people who did miss out this time, some big names who want to be part of it. part of the project and have photographs and make recordings. We missed them this time, but the good thing is we'll be back because we've got enough time, and I'll still be here, and I'm ready to travel around and put it in the hands of whoever would like to be seen with it. So if anybody hears this subsequently and says, "Oh, I'm in New York and I missed out," then they should get in touch with Linda via the website and say, "Bring it to me, and I'll be there, knocking on their door." As James Taylor or Carol King would say.
I love it. So as part of your responsibilities, are you also the filmmaker shooting the video?
Well, filmmaker is a loose usage of the term, I have to say. I'm the iPhone waiver, if that makes sense. It's really interesting because in the moment, you find yourself wanting to set up some kind of formal shoot as organized as you can, but you never know what's going to happen. Like whether somebody's air conditioning is really loud or whether they need to be somewhere in 5 minutes and whether you've caught them at exactly the right time or just at the wrong time. Fortunately, everybody is so committed and there's so much goodwill out there that people are making time to make this happen. But I mean, for example, we recorded Jacob Mathias in Brooklyn, in the noisiest place in New York, which is under Brooklyn and Bridge and the Manhattan Bridge. But he took the video home and fixed the recording a little bit, so we got some really nice recording of him playing beautifully as well. And it's been the same for everybody. So people have been so helpful. Steve Cardenas in New York. Took the video and spliced it together because he said, "Would it be possible to do this?" And I said, "I don't know." And he said, "Well, okay, I'll do it myself," which he's done. And we've got a new video of him, improved quality, and so on and so on. And everybody's just so so helpful in making this work. And even Bill Frisell coming into town specially to do it after he's just got off a plane from Italy. He came into Midtown. And we recorded in an office on Sixth Avenue, up on the 17th floor. It was just lovely. Everybody's been so gracious and good with their time and their effort. It's been amazing. And I've just been blown away by how people are so positive about the whole thing.
I love it. What's been beyond the goodwill and the great cause that's behind this guitar? What's been the reaction of the guitarists when they actually play the guitar? What have you observed?
They love it. I mean, the number of people who said, "This feels like a guitar I've been playing all my life," is really interesting. People are particularly impressed with just the way it feels in their hands. They feel really comfortable with it. And also, it's that... I think, again, Steve Cardenas probably put it as well as anybody when he said it's like playing a portable piano or something in those terms, that it's got this really rich kind of bell-like tone that just as soon as they strum a chord on it, you can see people's eyes light up and wow. And Chico Pinheiro is the only player so far who's played it plugged in into an amp, and he was amazed by how it sounded immediately. Just didn't do anything, just plugged it in, started to play, and honestly, it really took off. And so everybody said the same thing. Everybody said, "How is this possible? You know, how can you do this in less than a month from you know bits of wood that weren't stuck together?"
Yeah. Well, this guitar is certainly going to get broken in more than a lot of high-end guitars because everyone's playing it. That's amazing.
Exactly. Yeah, and I need to change the strings. Or maybe I'll leave that to Joe Glazer in Nashville because he's
he might be faster at changing the strings, I'm guessing.
He's done it before.
Are you a player yourself?
I do play, yeah. Funnily enough, I think I haven't played the Sunflower guitar as much as I would have liked to, mainly because I'm carrying it around so much. And partly because, maybe also because I don't want to deaden those strings, because I'll leave that to other people. But yeah, I play. I don't play as often as I would like to, but I did play with the other Stephen Bennett recently, which confused a lot of people. Well, I think we should bill ourselves as the world's finest and the world's worst harp guitarists on the same stage. coming to a venue near you. But that's fun. So I do play. Yeah.
So you must, I mean, this must just be an amazing project to go meet your guitar heroes and have an excuse to like be a fly on the wall.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is fabulous. You know, when you get the word, X superstar is waiting for your call or will meet you at high noon, then away you go. And it's fabulous for me. I mean, I've grown up coming from Manchester or near Manchester. I grew up listening to the Hollies before Crosby, Stills and Nash. So getting to meet Graham Nash was just surreal for me. You know, I saw his first TV appearance in about 1964. So, and the same with everybody. Bill Frisell, obviously, is an icon. And I've probably got, half my album collection is either Bill Frisell album or an album that he's playing on. and the same for everybody else and people I'm discovering for the first time. You know, like Chico and Steve, I've got recordings of them on the Four Seasons thing, the Anthony Wilson Four Seasons project, with Julian Lage as well, making that quartet. And just to meet them and see them actually play in the same room, you know, without any kind of effects, not that they use that kind of thing, but without any special kind of arrangements and sound quality, just there, just the acoustic guitar and them and in their hands, is really an eye opener for me. It is an illustration to me of just how good these people are. When you just see them pick up an instrument and suddenly the room is full of something that you wouldn't have thought possible 5 seconds ago. And it's it's almost kind of a weird sort of transcendent thing that they just produce this incredible sound immediately as soon as they come into contact with an instrument like this. And it's such a privilege to be involved.
Yeah. Were these players a mix of people that you knew and people who Linda knew and who reached out to Linda? Or how did you connect with all these people?
Both, really. A lot of connected through Linda and through Linda's friends and people that you work with, Linda. I think, you know, Tony Smith and so many.
Joe Yanazello.
Joe,
Who actually Bill Frisell plays Joe's guitars, and Joe hooked us up, which is really nice that other guitar makers are, trying to be supportive by bringing in people that they work with that are not my customers. They're just people who want to be part of the.
Yeah.
Noah Reed from Schitt's Creek is.
I saw that.
Yeah, he actually does have one of my guitars.
So there's that route and that people who know people who are players, but there's also I'm sure he won't mind me giving him a plug, or you won't mind me giving him a plug. The guy who owns the vinyl record shop in Mystic, where I live most of the time, Dan, happens to be a friend of Graham Nash. So I said, Dan, you know, it would be great if we could get to Graham Nash. And Dan said, I'll give him a ring. So 2 days later, Graham is, we're there in Graham's trailer with the guitar. Graham's giving us a message and you can hear it perfectly above the air conditioning, which is a bonus for us. Because again, that's one of those conditions where you just, you go and get what you can when you can. And that was great. And Graham's band were great too. Shane Fontaine, who's a great player, played with Springsteen and Sting and various bands. Todd Caldwell, keyboard player, they just loved the whole idea. So everybody was on board. So it's just, oh, somebody knows somebody. Maybe they can give them a call, and that's what's happening. And the thing is, it's such a positive project that when people hear about it, they say, "Well, of course I'll do it." You know, it's a no brainer, really.
People want to help.
They do, absolutely.
People. Yeah. That's what I was told by Stephen Fearing. Actually, said that to me right at the very beginning of the project. Musicians are looking for a way to help, and they don't know what to do. So this seems to be something that they can do.
Yeah.
To help raise awareness and, most importantly, raise funds for people who are in incredible need. And Stephen, have you got the guitar? You've got the guitar handy?
I have. I shall go and get it. Shall I go wave it around?
I think so.
I think I should. Interestingly, Bill Frisell said exactly the same thing before we filmed his little clip. He said, "This is great because so many musicians want to show their support, but don't really know how to do it. And the more you can build a community around this event, on this ongoing event, then the more people will feel inclined to join that community because they feel as though they're doing something that is having a positive effect." So I'll go and get the guitar.
Okay.
And I'll remind our viewers to go to sunflowerguitar.com and hit the donate button. Operators are standing by. Actually, it goes directly to the 1K Foundation, 1K Project website.
The case.
God, that case. I know.
Yeah. Bear with me.
Well, I mean, I was just going to say, I think this also, for the non-professional guitarists among us, this is just an easy way to kind of channel our energy and sort of send people to your website. And if you've enjoyed any of these videos, donate.
Absolutely. There's the guitar coming in for a...
I love it.
...of the headstock, which is, I think I'm right in saying, Linda, is half inlay and half watercolor. Is that
yes.
right?
Yes, yes. And you're actually a painter artist yourself, so you've spotted that bang on there. 23 little pieces of Mother Pearl. And I put my name in because I thought, you know, I should probably have my name in the peg head, but I kind of scribbled over it because it's showing up quite well there, but it I wanted it to disappear a little bit.
Yeah.
But there's my name.
Yeah. And we move, you might not be able to see this, but the fret markers are in blue and yellow. I don't know if that's showing on this in this light.
It's hard to see, but I can kind of see it, and it's great.
Very cool. Yeah. And there inside is the label, which, apart from Sunflower Guitar, most of that is in Ukrainian. So, and as you see, there's the pickup. So anybody who wants to plug it in can do so. Yeah. And it sounds fabulous. Not necessarily in my hands, but...
a slight yellow tinge on the top, a little bit of tinting, just a bit.
That really shows it. Again, in this light, it may not be jumping out, but that yellow is, when you open the case, it really strikes you. It's not, oh, that's yellow. It's like a natural looking top that somehow glows a bit more than a normal natural looking top would do. Just got a bit of a gleam to it, a bit of a glow that makes it kind of special as well. So there it is.
Yeah, there it is.
Beautiful. Well,
thanks for handling that, Stephen. You've been an amazing wrangler. And I owe you a pair of shoes.
I've not dropped it once.
Oh God!
Just what you want to hear.
Yeah, I know. There's still time.
Don't say that.
Well, we expect it to come back with some scratches on it. So
I think people treat it with all due respect.
I think one of my favorite moments, though, is from yesterday, is your the random walk through Central Park.
And I can do random. Yeah. That was, I just wanted to, because I had the afternoon free of star players, basically, I thought we should try and get, we should try and do something that's appropriate to the message. So I thought, where better to do that than take it up to Strawberry Fields and photograph the guitar on the pavement, which says, "Imagine," which I did. And I just timed it accidentally, as so many of these photographs tend to be, with a busker who was happy to play it and did his version of Imagine, which I caught a little bit of, which again is the perfect piece for the guitar to be filmed with. And he was really nice, and I think that's in a way that's as important to see a busker in Central Park at Strawberry Fields doing that. It's almost as important as it is to get a big superstar playing it. So that was fun. Yeah. And lots of other people, as I say, the people say, "What's in the case?" And so we're spreading the word, and then I will tell them, look at the, or ask them to look at the website, and everybody seems really supportive. You know, the number of people. I spoke to a cop yesterday in New York who said, you know, we can't do photographs because they're not allowed to. Cops of any kind can't be seen to be either advertising anything or have any kind of political statement. But the cops I spoke to yesterday said, we'd love to do this. We're really behind this. We really support it. But the law says we can't do it. So it's interesting how many people that are just so into the idea, and when they hear more about it, they really all, everybody says, you know, we hope it has a huge effect globally, not just here in New York. And then of course I tell them that it'll be leaving New York soon and going to wherever it goes next, Nashville first, and then from there, who knows, if there's a knock-on effect, and you know, somebody says, I can put it in the hands of this person in LA or that person in London, then so much the better. You know, it's all, I think, Linda, I'm right in saying it's still all fairly open-ended. We've got some dates. We know some people who are going to record on it, who've committed to it. And all that will come and be big coming up in end of August and September. But if somebody steps in, whose involvement will spread awareness, if somebody globally massive comes in and says, "I'll do it. I'll put my name to it and play it on stage, or I have a photograph," then of course we'll be there. We'll get the guitar to them somehow, even if it requires that new pair of shoes that Linda now owes me.
Cheerfully.
Well, congratulations, Stephen, on keeping the guitar safe and surviving this. Sounds like pretty exciting last few weeks.
Oh, I've lost 5 pounds. It's great.
It is a very walkable city, so I can see that.
It's been tremendously fun to watch this, and I've got a team. There's a few people behind the scenes that are helping us, and they're all very handsome, I'm going to mention. And but
they're off camera.
there's some people who prefer to remain a little behind the scenes on it. But it's just been completely fantastic, and to be working. It's been fun and slightly stressful, but. You know, because we're all out of our comfort zone a little bit working on this, I think, but we're all learning.
Yeah.
Like, you're now a cinematographer. Add that to your CV.
Well, the main thing is it's worth it. You know, if if it means we get a little bit hot and bothered in trying to do the right thing, but we get it done eventually, then that makes it worthwhile, because it's bigger than any of us. That's the thing. We are a small team, but the team is actually getting a little bit bigger, and as it does exponentially, the awareness is getting bigger and bigger, wider. The more we can spread the word, then the more we'll be able to do what Linda set out to do, which was to get aid and relief to people who are really struggling. And that's what counts. That's the big idea behind this. And I think that's the one we should constantly bear in mind. You know, when the bus doesn't stop, or the subway is a bit crowded, or whatever it might be. So that's what we have to focus on.
Well said. Folks should follow sunflowerguitar.com, or the Facebook page is Sunflower Guitar for Ukraine by Linda Manzer. Go follow those pages, because you're going to be beyond the great message that Linda's created with this guitar. You're going to be amazed at all the musicians who've played this thing, and by all the amazing music that's come out of it already. And obviously, like we said, there's the donate button right at the top of sunflowerguitar.com if you want to be a part of it yourself. Can't thank you two enough. This is such an amazing story. I'm so glad to be a small part of sharing it.
We appreciate that. Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, that was Linda Manzer. Like I said, go to sunflowerguitar.com, follow them on Facebook as well. You can learn how to be a part of this amazing project. And if you want to see this guitar in person and play it yourself, come to our Fretboard Summit. Go to fretboardsummit.org and register. I'll see you in Chicago.